Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever time it is we're watching this. Listen, I come to encourage you today to let you know we win. I woke up with a song of victory in my heart. It's like, you win, Gerald. You win in everything you do. You've been practicing for this. As a coach, you know, you talk with your players and you turn your players, you know, this is what we do. You know, this is not something that we try to figure out or whatever, but this is what we do. And so we train for this very moment when things happen. So I say a lot about every day we get an opportunity to practice. Like every day we get an opportunity to practice something. But today is the day that you practice the mindset of winning. So today I want to remind you of the story of David and Goliath, because this thing here, it blesses me every time I look at it, because I'm a sports person and I deal with sports. And so you look at these giant things standing in front of you. If you got a team that has not lost a game and you're coming in trying to knock them off, you know, you have to spend so much time really and truly believing that you can win, and you prepare like you're going to win. And then you have faith that everybody that's connected to you are going to be on the same page, that when you step on the field, everybody has the same agenda. We're going to win. We're going to put in all of the work that we've put in. We're going to win. See, the problem is when we get to these, we look at these mountains or we look at these huge situations, we forget about that we win. We forget about the resources that we have. We forget about who we belong to. And so I was going back over the story of David, and it started in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I'm gonna start with verse 45, because it blessed me, because we all know that Saul and his army, you know, they was looking at Goliath, and Goliath was talking crazy to him, and they just, you know, they was like, this fight, we don't want this smoke, we don't want this fight, whatever. And so David came along and literally heard Goliath, you know, selling out. I'm just paraphrasing. He's selling out. Like, you gonna talk bad about my God? And he looking at the Saul and his army and his people, like, y'all ain't gonna do anything? Like, for real? Here's the situation. When you looking at your situation and God looking at you like, you ain't gonna do nothing? You just gonna look at it and just say something, not say anything to it? You're not going to walk in some boldness? I've given you authority over all heaven and earth. I've given you authority. God has given us authority. And it's us, it's up to us to actually use this authority. He's given us a voice to be able to speak to mountains. He has given us the power. Y'all got to catch this. It's time out for the losing season. I need you to understand that we win. I need you to connect to your winning season. I need you to connect to your winning mentality. I need you to connect to the winning habits, winning practice. I need you to connect to it. I need you to disconnect from everything that causes you to quit, everything that causes you to lose, everything that causes you to be stagnant, everything that causes you to be slothful and lazy. I need you to disconnect from it. I need you to sever that tie right now, because this is the day that you actually understand. And I want you to listen. I want you to get on this David and Goliath thing, and I need you to digest it. I need you to realize that you got whose team you on. You already win. You are winning. You are a winner. Man, David walked up there. Saul tried to get that man all that armor. He tried to give him all of his armor, the armor that he had. And David was like, I can't even walk in this. I can't walk in somebody else's stuff. I got to walk in mine. Let me get my stuff and I'm going to go and show you. Now, he didn't go with all that armor. He didn't go with no sword. He didn't go with all of that stuff. He came with his clothes, a sack of rocks, and a slingshot. We're talking about a winning with the odds are truly against you. When you're looking at your situation, or it's, your situation has been for a long time, because Goliath had been doing this to these people for a long time. They've been running. He's been running around here punking people, taking people's stuff, just bullying people for a very long time until it comes that day. It comes that day when this young man realized that he's been practicing for this. Bears, lions, things that people run from. He's like, I'm protecting my sheep. So he's going to protect his army. He's getting ready to protect the army. Y'all, come on, y'all. Are you willing to protect your family? Come on. If you take a loss, that means everybody that's connected to you taking a loss. Man, I used to take some L's in high school, man. It was just unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And the more I think about it, it's like I'm taking losses because everybody wasn't practicing like me. Everybody didn't have the same mentality as me. And so if you ain't got the same mentality, then I'm out here working my butt off because I'm trying to win against teams that you know, they was going to blow us out. Either they was going to blow us out or it wasn't, whatever. It just didn't matter. And so I went out at 100 every single time. I wasn't, you know, I was going to give it. I don't care if the score was 1,000-0. I was going to still give 100, but some people wouldn't do it. And so when I look back over it, I'm like, I took too many L's. And then I started maturing and I got into another stage in my life. And then I started, you know, getting some type of success, but losing mentality was already set into my mind. It had already penetrated my mentality. I started finding myself being lazy. I started finding myself being inconsistent. You know, it's not that bad, or we can't win them all. You know, we say all of these things. Man, come on. The devil is a liar. It's time to win, y'all. It's time to win. So I come to motivate you this morning to wake up and think about I'm winning. I'm in my winning day. Today is the day that I'm winning. You tell your Goliath, you tell whatever it is that this day. You hear what I'm saying? This day, the Lord will deliver you unto my hands. Y'all heard me? Come on, listen. This is David talking. I think this is verse 46. He says, this day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands. And I will smite you and cut off your head. Man, that's a whole nother level of talking. Come on now. Think about that. He said this day. He ain't say tomorrow. He ain't say yesterday. He said this day. So this day is the day that you wake up and you tell poverty. You tell hurt. You tell lack. You tell anger or pride or whatever your situation, lust, perversion. This day. I'm smiting you. I'm cutting your head off. I'm cutting your head off. You're not gonna plague my family. No. You're not gonna even plague me anymore. Marriage destruction, huh? Divorce. Come on, cut the head off. Cut the head off. Let's go. Hey, listen. Come on now. We gotta be vibe. We gotta take this thing by force. Come on now. We gotta be we gotta do something. David got violent with this thing. He ain't just want to win. He ain't just want to win. You know why he ain't just want to win? Because he wanted everything to know who God was. Because that's all God is about. He's like, everything that you do it unto me. So I'm talking about cutting the head off. Cutting the head off the serpent. Cut the head off the dragon. Cut the head off of whatever situation that it is that has been plaguing you, that has been bullying you, that's been just overtaking you. It's time to rise up this morning with a winner's mentality. It's time to rise up and know who you belong to. It's time to rise up and fight differently. Let's go. It's over. It's time out. Listen, It's time out for that weak mentality. It's time out for that. It's time out for that. It's time to win. Are you ready to win? Are you waking up with a winner's mentality? Listen, sometimes in sports, you always see like in the finals right now, you always see these guys have these headphones on. So they listen to their music. They listen because they feel like I'm getting ready to go into a situation where I gotta win. So I'm gonna put my music on that gets me right. Everybody got some type of music that get them right. I don't know what everybody's music is, but I'm telling you to get you a playlist that get your mind right. There's a playlist for battle. There's a playlist for worship. There's a playlist, you know, just for pray. Listen, you get your mind right. You can't wake up with a loser's mentality. You can't wake up and look at a day that the Lord has made and you choose not to rejoice. You choose to look at it as a loss. No. Nope. So it's time out for looking at your situation and you feeling all, you know, defeated. Man, you defeated before you even get up. Man, cut depression off. Don't allow depression to ruin your day. Don't allow depression to take another day from you. Don't allow suicidal thoughts. Don't allow things happening in your marriage to take your joy away. Because God wants to use you, just like he used David, to let heaven and earth know who's in charge. So who's in charge of your win? Who's your head coach? Who's your landlord? Who is the one that created you? Who is the one that opened your eyes to see another day? And we don't believe that he can deliver. We don't believe that he can save. We don't believe. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I'm a walking miracle. Listen, I'm done with my losses. I'm waking up with a winner's mentality. I don't care if it's business, I'm trying to win. If ministry, I'm trying to win. I'm trying to beat the devil head in. I'm trying to win more souls than I can ever win. Because when it's all said and done, I want God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, Gerald. Well done. Well done. You did that. You did that. And he's looking at you the same way. So you woke up this morning. And if you woke up and you was feeling gloomy, see, like out here today, it's you know, where I am, it's raining and the sun, the clouds. I was like, man, please, I'm gonna get out here. I'm finna get my walk on. Man, the devil, you ain't finna stop me from doing anything. I'm about to enjoy the day that the Lord has made. And God allowed me to do my walk and not get any rain. You hear what I'm saying? Because I'm doing it for him. I'm doing it unto him. This is the place where I come and commune with God. This is the place where God gives me my instructions. Come on, David. Arise. Come on. Come on. Come on. It's time out. We ain't taking no L's. We're not taking no losses. We win. We win. I mean, tell yourself you win. And then start asking God, give me my instructions for this win. Give me my instructions. What am I to do today, God? What am I to do today? How am I supposed to function in what I'm seeing right now? How am I supposed to function in a dysfunctional marriage? How am I supposed to function in a separation? How am I supposed to function in my children going wild? How am I supposed to function? God says, rise up and I'm going to give you your instructions. And when he give you the instructions, you got to follow them. You can't be weak-minded and say, my, why do I want to question God when you ask God a question? I hate when my players, I give them some instructions and they want to ask why. Do you want to win or do you want to lose? Why do we have to run sprints? Why? Because it's four quarters. And if we run all hard in the first and second quarter and then run a little harder on the third and the fourth, we have no energy. We have nothing. We're going to be defeated. That's why you got to run sprints. That's why you got to read your Bible. That's why you got to study to show yourself approved. That's why you got to get the word and hide it in your heart that you might not sin against God. That's why you got to hide the word, because out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's why you got to do what you do. You got to learn to fight better. You got to learn to win. You got to learn to endure to the end. This ain't no sprint. This is not a sprint. And I need you to know that. This is not a sprint. Get your mind right. Stop trying to get it like Burger King. You can't get it your way, and you definitely ain't going to get it all fast. You're going to have to work for this. You're going to have to work for this. You're going to have to work for this. David stayed in that field and messing around with them sheep for a long time. They have to deal with a bear. They have to deal with a lion. They had to deal with all the other stuff that he's dealing with. Come on now. And then that time came. Has your time come? Has your time come? I'm asking you. Has your time come? Yep, you looking at a situation. Man, I don't care. Well, listen, don't give me up what my situation. You don't know my situation. I don't have to know your situation. I know God knows your situation, and I know my God is bigger than your situation. I know my God has every resource that you need for your situation. I know my God is Jehovah Jireh, the provider. I know he's able to provide. I know that he will put Jehovah Nisi, my banner, that he will fight for you. Man, listen, don't play. Let's not act like we don't know. I'm telling my players, don't act like you don't know. Don't act like you don't know the plays. Don't act like you don't know how to read the plays. Don't act like we can't read the instructions that we don't understand. Because if you don't understand, ask somebody. If you don't understand, get some instructions. It's that time, y'all. So listen, I pray that this message really, really, I hope it rub you the wrong way. Why? Because I want you to fight differently. I'm trying to stir you up. I'm trying to stir you up. I'm trying to get you out of that old dog place. I'm trying to get you out of that old lazy place. I'm trying to get you out of that inconsistent place. I'm trying to get you into a place where you know that you win. I woke up this morning with a win. Why? Because I get to see another day that the Lord has made. I woke up with a win. So I'm already winning. I'm already winning. Give me a little bit more. I get to go and walk. Oh, I get to hear some instructions. Oh, I'm already winning. I get to come on here and give a lie. I'm already winning. And it's 90, it's 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. My day just getting started, and I'm already feeling the wins. You woke up this morning with a win. If you're listening to this broadcast right now, you woke up with a win. God gave you opportunity to win. So whatever your situation is, if it's your job, if it's your marriage, if it's your children, if it's you, win. Don't allow your flesh to continue to win. Let it know it has no control over you anymore. Lust, perversion, anger, wrath, suicide, depression, anxiety, worry, frustration, irritation, double-mindedness, witchcraft, manipulation, whatever it may be that you've been dealing with, it's time to shut it down. It's time to cut it off and let it know, disconnect yourself from it. I want you to just really and truly disconnect yourself from any of that. If you're dealing with any of that darkness, death, hell, the grave, if you're dealing with any of it, cut yourself out. Listen, I ain't talking about your spouse dealing with it. I'm talking about you. Because if you can't help you, if you can't be a better you, and if you can't be a top level you, then somebody else is a problem. I tell my players, bro, don't worry about him. You worry about you. You worry about doing your job. You worry about doing your job to the best of your ability. Because if you do your job, then that makes that other person, when I look at film, I see who's not doing work. But if you ain't doing your job worried about somebody else doing their job, then you ain't doing your job either because you're too busy worried about somebody else's job. So you can't do your job effectively. I just blessed somebody right then. I just blessed somebody right then. So let's get on our job, okay? Let's handle our business and understand we win. So I want you to look at your situation. You woke up this morning. I need you to look at it. And I need you to see what areas that you have taking L's. And I mean losses. How many taking losses? And today, you just declare today that I win. Declare it. Put it on here. I win. Write a declaration. Lord, I declare that I win today. This day, Lord, I win. This day, Lord, you are delivering me out of such and whatever it may be, aggravation or divorce or hurt or pain, whatever it may be. But you got to understand that you win. And you got to open your mouth and declare, I win. When the enemy comes in and God raises a standard against that. He raises a standard against that. And his standard is the word. So when you start applying the word, it shuts it down. It shuts it down. And then you start operating. That's a skill set that you use it. Prayers, declaration, that's a skill. You practice it. So that you walking in your winning. Listen, one win after another win. Listen, day by day, situation by situation, get better. You understand? I win. I win. I win. I win. Tell yourself that I win. I don't care what the situation is. Look at it and say, I win. I've already won. God, show me my instructions in my win. Bam. God start showing you how you win. God start showing you, giving you instructions on how to do this and how to do that. And all of a sudden now, you know doggone well, you couldn't have done that on your own. So it gives God the glory for something that God did, not what you did. It's God doing it, because God gives you the opportunity to see another day. It's God that blesses you to be able to have a skill set to do the things that you're able to do. Come on now. Let's give God the glory. Let's give God the glory in your win. Because David says that, he said at the end of that, it says that heaven and earth may know that there is a God in Israel, that there is a God. Everything that you do, let them know that there is a God. When you seeing miracles, you thinking, oh, there is a God. I'm looking at myself on this broadcast, and I know that there is a God. I know where I come from. I know the things that I did. I know the things that I could have fallen in hell for. I know that. But guess what? God has given me another opportunity to do it right. And so I take every day to make sure I keep my deliverance. I take every day to get an opportunity to thank God for showing me some grace, showing me some mercy. I thank God for it. And so I look to win. I look to win for God. All of the areas that I was weak in, all the areas that I didn't understand or I couldn't do, I started to get in information. I started to get in instructions. I started to have a different mentality of how to win. I can win on a football field. That means I can win in a boardroom. If I can win on a basketball court, that means I can win in the ministry. Come on, man. Y'all better quit playing. It's time to win. So today is the day that you win. So I need you to encourage someone that has been, that's been taking some L's. Send this broadcast on and let them know, hey, guess what? You win. You up today. You win. So don't let the depression, don't let the gloominess, don't let the situation of a marriage take you out your game. No. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. And people always say, well, you don't know what my situation is. I don't have to. God knows your situation, and God knows how to handle your situation better than me. I can promise you that, because what we had to do, we went to God for all of it. It wasn't that we got to go and talk to that man. What is God saying? Now, you might need to have somebody to hold you accountable to actually do it. That's why my wife got an army. I got a mentoring program. It's about holding accountable. It's about teaching spiritual warfare. It's about getting the mentality of, listen, I'm not finna fall in a victim place. I'm not gonna fall into it. Listen, this is not about you. Some people think it's all about the marriage, but listen, it's really about yourself. It's really about you. God is always trying to, he loves marriage, but my God, he loves the individual more. Why? Because if I can get the individual to draw closer to me, then I can use them to pull in the others. I ain't telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that we live. It truly is. A sanctified wife can sanctify a husband, and a sanctified husband can sanctify a wife. Listen, y'all, we win. We win. Let's show the devil that we win. Let today be a day that we rejoice in our win. We rejoice that we going to work today, with a smile on our face, rejoicing. Everybody know your situation, but you don't even care. Why? Because you win. You win. So I'm encouraging you today to walk in your win. I pray that this message bless you, stretches you, encourages you to walk in your win and not allow the enemy to derail you in your win. I read from 1 Samuel 17, 45 and 46. You can read the whole chapter if you want to, because you get a better understanding of the story with Saul and Goliath and David and all of them. You'll get a better understanding. I paraphrased a lot of it because I needed you to get this. I need you to understand. I just needed you to get into your spirit. You can read it for yourself and ask God to give you your instructions on your win. That you are no longer walking like a victim, crying like a victim, looking for someone to agree with your victim spirit. No, you want agreement that you win. You want an agreement that you are a winner. You want an agreement that you walk in victory. That's what you want agreement with. Don't keep telling the bad stuff. You tell, I woke up this morning with a pep in my step. I woke up this morning with a smile on my face. I woke up this morning and my spirit was leaping because it wanted to hear the song of victory. It wanted to come with a praise of victory. It wanted to worship in victory. Come on, what's your worship dance? What's your praise dance? What's your praise song? I'm declaring prophetic words, prophetic song, prophetic acts are coming forth for these winds. And we bind anything that is that every negative spirit, every victim spirit, every lazy spirit, every slothful spirit, every spirit that'll cause you to lose, or cause you not to walk in victory. Father God, I thank you right now that you're transforming them. You're remolding them now in the name of Jesus. Father, you're doing the miraculous things. Father, we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. We believe in you, Father. We understand, Father God, that you fight our battles. We understand, Father God, there's work to be done, Father God, and we will not be lazy. We will not be slothful. We will not be intimidated by the enemy or by our situation. We will no longer be intimidated. We will no longer cower down. We will no longer run away. But Father God, we stand firm, Father God. We stand flat-footed and planted, Father God, on your word now in the name of Jesus, Father. We walk with boldness. We speak with boldness. Father God, we have a roar that is coming forth. I'm declaring the Davids are arising now and taking back their families, taking back their identities now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind the weak man, the running man now. I bind every perverted thing that tries to contaminate the identity of the man now in the name of Jesus. So I declare, Father God, that they will understand their biblical role of who they are in you now in the name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you, Father God, for the Davidic anointing arising now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you for the PPKs coming forth, the priests, prophets, and kings, Father God, the men that desire to pray for their families, the men that desire to prophesy your word over their families, over their situation. I declare, Father God, that the kingdom, the kings that desire, Father God, to rule, Father God, God, with a kingdom mentality now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm declaring they are rising now. They will no longer take losses, Father God, but they will walk in their winning season. They will walk in a winner's mentality now. They will walk in a winner's attitude now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I bind the failure spirit now in the name of Jesus, feeling like you're a failure, feeling like you just can't win. You have taken losses for unnecessary reasons. So, Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for showing them, Father God, the reasons that they took the losses now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you for a learner's mentality, Father God. Father God, we're in a spirit of learning, Father God. Let us learn, Father God. Let us learn, Father God, clearly and understand now in the name of Jesus, remove the scales off of their eyes, Father God, that they can see the hope of their calling, Father God. I bind rested development. I bind any spirit that'll cause them to act and operate in an immature place now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father, that you're bringing forth, Father God, mighty men and women, Father God, that are coming out now in the name of Jesus. The little boy, the little girl spirit now, we're breaking it off now. Those pouting spirits now in the name of Jesus, that'll cause you to be angry, that'll cause you to be frustrated, that'll cause you to be irritated. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. And I'm declaring that your mentality is different. Your thinking is different. Your heart is different. Your words are different. Your hearing is different. I bind the spirit of a offense, being offended about what someone has said, what someone has done to you now. I declare that you will operate in a spirit of forgiveness now in the name of Jesus. I bind that unforgiving spirit. I bind that inability to love now. Father God, putting a condition on love. So Father, I declare and I release an unconditional love being released in the hearts of the people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, they're being released into their winning season. They're being released into their winning day, Father God, that they win today, that the day the enemy has been beat down, the day is the day that the enemy has been crushed. We put the enemy under our feet now. In the name of Jesus, every tactic, every plot, plan, employ, every assignment, every diabolical scheme, every diabolical network that has been set up in our bloodline. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we declare that we break the losing spirit now off of our generation. Father God, that marriages have been dysfunctional. We declare that marriages, Father God, are sealed, Father God, with love. They are sealed, Father God, in oneness now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, no more pain, Father God. Father, you're releasing them, Father God, from the pains of the past now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, wipe out the memory recall that the enemy tries to rehearse the hurt, the pain, the frustration, the disappointments now. In the name of Jesus, it magnifies it. We remove it now as far as the east is from the west. We declare that the blood of Jesus, Father God, has cleansed us, Father God, that we can stand before you whiter than snow now, that we can stand before you without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind all backlash and retaliation, Father God, from these prayers. I bind backlash and retaliation, Father God, from the commitment to go into their winning season, to go into their winning day, to have the winner's mentality. I'm declaring it now in the name of Jesus. No longer will I cry about a situation, but Father God, I will come to you with a rejoiceful heart, Father God, because we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think. So Father, I thank you right now for showing up and showing out. I thank you, Father God, for making yourself mighty, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for you getting the glory in my day, Father God, for you getting the glory out of my shout right now. There's a shout that's coming out. Some of y'all running around your house, you should be shouting right now. You should be shouting right now. There's a release in your shout. There's a release in your shout. I'm telling you now, it's a release in your shout. If you, oh shit, I feel it all in my soul. I'm telling you, there's a shout that is being released into the heavens right now. That is sealing your winning day. You hear what I'm saying? Letting the enemy know that you have broke the chains. You have broke the chains from generational stuff. You have broken the chains that you have chained yourself up to. Some stuff are self-inflicted. Today is the day that you are breaking free. Today is the day that you are walking in a winning with a winner's mentality. And it takes work to walk in this winner's mentality. This ain't just going to happen. It ain't going to just be, because you're going to have to fight everything that you knew, fight everything that you have thought of. All of those things that you've been doing for so long, you're going to have to fight them, because they're not going anywhere. They just want to hang around. But you got to fortify your mind. You got to talk to yourself. You got to tell yourself that I'm a winner. You got to tell yourself that I'm a more than an overcomer. You have to tell yourself that I can do exceedingly abundantly. Huh? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Every morning, I can do it, God. I can win this day. Why? Because you strengthened me. I can win this day. Why? Because you strengthened me, God. That's the mentality that we got to roll with today. So I'm praying that y'all with me. I'm praying that you're with me. Declare today, I declare I win. I want everybody to put that up. I want you to keep putting it up all day. I want you to go back to this. Listen, when the enemy try to come, go back to it and remind yourself, I win. Go back to it. We win. Listen, if we all come in agreement with the win, then we win. We all win. We come in agreement with this. We all win. All right, y'all. And I pray that this thing blesses you. I want you to win. I want you to be encouraged that you can win. And so you can go to ppkglobal.org. Man, there's resources there. If you need some help, you need someone to talk to. We got coaching sessions where we can just sit down and we can dialogue. We can strategize. We can do whatever it is to do that you will be in a better place. I refuse to allow men to suffer in silence, man. I did that for a very long time, and it's time out for that. It's time out for the suffering in silence. It's time out for feeling like somebody, you know, not going to understand, or you better off by yourself. I bind the long ranger spirit that all you want to do, you just want to do it on your own. You think you got it. You can do it. I'm all good. All of those things, you know, I want you to ask God and allow God to direct your steps and direct your path. All right. Like I said, my wife has helped me, arm me. You can go to our website, check all of that stuff out. Like, again, I pray that this thing bless you, stretches you, and motivated you, and put you in a good place. All right, y'all be blessed. Come on, y'all. Let's win. We win.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.